Taranaki Volcano. In Māori, Tara means mountain peak, and Naki is thought to come from Naki, meaning shining, referring to the mountain's winter snow cover. Taranaki is a cone volcano made of layers of lava and tephra. The summit crater is filled with ice and snow and has a lava dome in the center. There is a secondary cone called Phantom's Peak on the south side. Volcanic debris from lahars and landslides covers the plains around the volcano. Volcanic activity has helped with farming in the region, as volcanic ash has been weathered and mixed with the soil to produce rich, fertile farmland. Taranaki is the youngest, largest, and only active volcano in the chain that includes Kaitaki and Pauakai ranges, Paritutu, and the Sugarloafs. All these are now eroded remains of what were once large volcanoes. Taranaki eruptions. Taranaki began erupting about 130,000 years ago, with large eruptions occurring on average every 500 years, and smaller eruptions about 90 years apart. An explosive medium-sized ash eruption occurred around 1755 AD, and minor volcanic events, creation of a lava dome in the crater and its collapse, occurred in the 1800s. The last major eruption was around 1655 AD. The journey of Taranaki and the guide stone, Te Toka Arohoto. Taranaki Maunga once lived with the mountains Tongariro, Ruapehu, Ngaruhoe, Tauhara, Putuaki, and Pihanga in the middle of Te Ika a Māui. Taranaki fell in love with the beautiful Pihanga, but she was desired by other Maunga. Conflict over Pihanga tore apart the community. Tongariro was eventual victor, and Taranaki was forced to leave his home. With great sadness, Taranaki travelled west, and during the journey, he was led by the stone Te Toka Arohoto. Rohoto and Taranaki followed Manganui Te Ao Awa to the Whanganui Awa. They then headed to the west coast and rested at Ngāere Swamp. Their migration ended when Taranaki settled next to the two Maunga named Pauakai and Patuha. These Maunga welcomed Taranaki, and he has stood there ever since. Puki o Naki and Puki Haupapa are earlier names for Taranaki. The Whakatauki Te Ahi a Tahurangi, the Fire of Tahurangi, commemorates the tupuna Tahurangi claiming the mountain for Taranaki iwi by lighting a ceremonial fire on the summit. Te Toka Arohoto sat between the Hangatahua Awa and Werikino Awa, and for many generations was revered as the guidestone of Taranaki Maunga. In 1948, the people of Ngā Mahanga decided that Te Toka Arohoto should be moved from where it rested next to Otaunui on Komene Road to Puniho Pā. The tohunga Te Ao Marama was tasked to lift the tapu so that it could be relocated safely. Te Toka Arohoto was shifted to its present location on Wednesday, the 22nd of December, 1948. When Taranaki erupts, Taranaki is the most likely volcano in Aotearoa to cause national-scale impacts over our lifetimes. Positioned upwind from the regions of Auckland, Waikato, and Bay of Plenty, all Taranaki eruptions will disrupt air and surface transport, tourism, farming, power, and water supplies. This volcano has a 50% probability of erupting over the next 50 years. Taranaki's last significant eruption was around 1790, so we don't have any modern experience of Taranaki erupting. Past research shows that once Mount Taranaki starts erupting, it continues for years, decades, or centuries.